Some of West Charlotte's school spirit has turned to wounded pride. There are the low test scores, and then the fact that nearly half of West Charlotte students don't graduate on time. Cynthia Ashmore admits when it came time to send her daughter to high school.
I didn't want her to come here, but the school has so much history. You know, I did want her to be a part of that, but I looked at the academics and I just didn't.
Well, not that environment for her daughter. But she talked to a mother on the PTA, and she persuaded her to give the school a try. Plus, Ashmore saw West Charlotte could offer something her daughter's magnet school couldn't.
The pride of being a part of a historically black school, you know, I think is good to make her feel good about being black.
A lot of West Charlotte's pride is tied to race and shaped by adversity. It's a hard-won pride. The school is nearly all African-American now, much like it was when it opened 75 years ago.
We were able to move forward in spite of.
That's Mabel Latimer, a 1952 graduate. She remembers teachers preparing students for the inequities they were up against.
Our teachers constantly said to us, this is your school, and we're here to do everything that we can to make life what you want it to be. And if you want anything bad enough, you can achieve it. But always be proud from where you came from.
West Charlotte was fed by neighborhoods with doctors, lawyers, teachers, janitors, and maids, people from all walks of life. Segregation made for a class diversity that was absent in most white communities.
What did this neighborhood feel like 50
years
ago?
It was friendly, delicious, new.
That's Malachi Green, a 1960 West Charlotte graduate. He'd go on to represent the district on city council in the 70s. Leaders in the African-American community lived right around the school, and a job at West Charlotte was a big deal.
Teaching was the profession that African-Americans were welcomed into, and very few other professions, college-educated black folks could not get jobs.
The first white students were bused to West Charlotte in 1970 as part of court orders to integrate schools. That was Brenda Richmond's senior year at the school. Many of her classmates were bused to other schools to make way for the white kids.
It was a separation of anxiety more than anything else.
That first year was rough. There were fights, kids walked out of school, but gradually things calmed down.
At some point, after the fussing and the fighting, and we then began to realize that we were all wanting the same thing, which was an education. And so we then became friends, and then we became the epitome of desegregation.
West Charlotte wasn't perfect, but students were getting along. And that wasn't the case in Boston. West Charlotte students wrote an op-ed in the Boston Globe and invited Boston kids down to see how busing worked for them. That made news around the country.
When the Boston students arrived at the Charlotte airport last night, they were given a festive greeting. But the purpose of their visit is quite serious.
But things began slipping in the 90s. The neighborhood had changed. Over time, African Americans had more choices of where to live. Not everyone stayed. Poverty grew, and then busing ended in 2002. Nearly 80% of West Charlotte students are now from low-income families. Latimer, the 1952 graduate, came back to volunteer at a West Charlotte that felt very different.
So many of them, they don't want to be here. I'm old school. But parental guidance, it has to start at home. Can't start here, because when they get here, they're in ninth grade.
Senior Justin Henderson sees that at West Charlotte. He considers himself fortunate to have a mom who gets on his case.
My mom, she's one of those moms that you're going to college. So I told my mom, okay, I'm going to go to college. I want to go to A&T. She was like, okay, I'm going to give you everything you need to succeed. And she does. But I guess a lot of kids who go to this school don't have that support that they need to succeed. Or they might not have anybody at home telling them, you got to do this, you got to do that.
An initiative called Project Lift is trying to step in and fill that void.
We can raise student achievement if we fix policy, if we focus on the best teachers and the best principals, if we give kids the time that they need in school.
At a community meeting last October, parents heard about the new initiative targeting West Charlotte and the eight elementary and middle schools that feed it. Philanthropists donated $55 million to provide after-school programs, summer camps, teacher retention bonuses, and at a couple schools, an extra month of classes. That fired up parent Diane Williams.
If Project Live is going to help our children, we need to step back in because our children are falling to the wayside, and I refuse to let mine be one of those 50% of the kids.
Anna Spangler-Nelson is one of the movers behind Project Lift. She's a 1980 graduate of West Charlotte. She says Project Lift didn't pick West Charlotte just for its struggles, but for its strength, too, that legacy of pride and love.
We know that there's so many people in the community who care so much about the success of West Charlotte. It would give us just that much more strength to pull this off. We'll see.
For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller at West Charlotte.